Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the fifth dimension for 1 hour of being in the magical fifth dimensional energy frequency. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host tonight, and please call in because we have a fantastic night ahead being in the magical fifth dimension. I want to start the show off by saying a fifth dimensional prayer of peace. So let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And this is from my book called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. We love being in the loving energy of peace. We love being in the magical fifth dimensional frequency of love and peace, where all is pure and the existence is non-judgmental and the awareness is beyond all time, space, and place, where we can have this loving energy, where the magical fifth dimension and humans can do all, be all, and thereby find miraculous healing. The love of the omnipresent is centered on all civilizations to have one underlying focus of peace and service. Love is simple and easy in the fifth dimension, moving our world forward into a gigantic, organic, global field where healing is easy and fast. And let's just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And just imagine in your third eye looking out into a world that has nothing but peace, because we all are dimensional beings. Our minds want to live in this existence where the omnipresent exists, where it's gentle, safe, pure, and respectful, with a flow of spirit guiding us to be strong, building a daily intimacy with the divine. Therefore, we all can be healed and have love. And let's take another deep breath. And just leave the third dimension behind for 1 hour. We're in this magical fifth dimensional cosmic energy. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we have a really special guest who's on tonight with us. And he's a psychic medium. He's the founder of Hawaiian Ions. And this is a super exciting night because he's also a friend of mine. And he had a spiritual transformative experience called STE and a near-death experience like me experiences and a powerful awakening. And he awakened to his true spiritual nature after discovering these experiences. And it's really, really cool to have him on tonight for a full hour. And he's going to be sharing his full story. He left his academics, his business life, and he went into his full soul purpose, and it was centered around helping others, and that's what keeps him healed, by servicing other people. His name is Sean Leather, and he's going to explain his full-blown story to all of you, but he is such an amazing, beautiful, authentic, genuine person that I just had to have him on the show, and he has all of these groups that he has. The International Association for Near-Death Studies is an amazing worldwide global group, but he started his own with Hawaiian Ions. And he has a spiritual organization that he just puts his heart and soul into and helping so many people. And that's how he stays healed. And as we know, when we help others, it raises our own energy frequency and healing. And so I want to bring, you know, Sean out here now to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Wow. Thank you, Kimberly. And aloha to all your listeners. And I am so grateful to be here. Just really
honored. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And we're excited to have you here on our show and have you tell us about your near-death experience and how you're living right now in this energy, this cosmic energy, and what drove you to your transformation right now in your life.
Yeah. So I won't be able to give the whole story because it's much longer.
Yeah.
But I will give you some tidbits because so my old life was there in Southern California, and I was pursuing what I thought was the American dream. And I went and I got, you know, graduate with honors and got several degrees and made money. And I really thought that's what we're here to do. And in 2003, I was in Big Bear Lake. I had a house there. I, you know, had a few houses and literally thought I had achieved the dream. And I was driving around the lake, and it was Christmas time, and it snowed, and it was just so beautiful, and I'd accomplished all these things, and I put on Cher's, the song Believe by Cher, and I was driving around the lake, and something hit me that I have all of these amazing worldly things, and I have had what this world calls success, but I am not happy. And I'm not fulfilled. Literally, is like this all there is. Well, those magic words actually put a ball rolling, and you know the universe, God responds when we ask. And so, a few months later, I was actually flying to Hawaii to look at some property that I was going to buy, and I had an abdominal hernia. I used to do modeling and acting in Los Angeles, and, you know, living there in Los Angeles, you know, have the perfect right. body and do ads for Gold Gym and all that. And so anyway, I'd given myself an abdominal hernia, and I didn't know how dangerous they are. But the plane took off from LAX on the way to Hawaii, and the minute it took off, my hernia strangulated. And wow. So I didn't understand what was going on there, but basically my intestines were pink, and they started to die. And for the next 6-hour flight, I was miserable and dying. And then I went several days. Most people die within 24 to 48 hours. And I went about 4 days. And by the time I went to an emergency, they knew immediately that I was in trouble. And so in that experience, I had what I kind of call an NDE light, meaning it, I left my body, I was with God, but it was not as transformational as later ones have been. And, you know, I think they're always highly individualized. And so this one was very important for me to actually kind of slowly get back onto this spiritual practice in life that I came here to live. And anyway, because of this, the surgery, an emergency surgery, they didn't know what they were going to find. They didn't know if they could save me. By an amazing miracle, they did. But they had to leave my stomach open for 6 months. And so they said, you can't go back to California for 6 months. And I said, okay, well, if I can't go back, I want to recover by a waterfall. Sure enough, I end up finding this place, amazing, beautiful property, and I went there and rented it and then bought it and recovered there. Well, throughout the next several years, I moved everything from California to Hawaii, and I started having many more spiritual experiences. And one of these spiritual experiences was that I was told, I'm going to lose everything. It said, get ready. You're going to lose everything. And at 35, I'd made like more money and had more possessions than I ever could even imagine. And so this unraveling started, and literally one by one, everything that was keeping me tethered to this worldly dream went away, to the point where I had to lose everything, family, friends, animals, all my possessions, everything. And so throughout that period of like undoing, it was literally like everything that I thought I was in this world had to be undone, because it was all like false and it was self-created and it was illusion. So in 2018, I was now over here in Oahu, and I had started, let me back up. In 2015, my mother crossed over, and she started coming to me right away. And she started having lots of messages for me. She did not tell me exactly why she was here, other than to be the mother she couldn't be when she was alive. And so as I started developing this relationship with her and this trust from the other side, what I didn't realize, and she wasn't going to tell me, is that I was going to have a major, profound near-death experience that was going to change everything. And that started in 2017. I started getting really sick. And by 2018, January, I was in the ICU, basically was not going to survive. My sisters came to say goodbye. They actually cleaned out my apartment and threw everything away, and I wasn't expected to live. And for over a month, I was in the ICU. I was on the ventilator. And throughout this process, I was literally like bargaining, begging with God, please let me stay. I have so many more things that I need to do. I haven't actually even done what I came here to do. And throughout this process, in the ICU, I was in and out of my body and literally bargaining. And at some point, after a few weeks, I'd signed all the papers. They're not going to resuscitate. They're not going to keep me on a ventilator. If I can't breathe on my own, that's it. So it came to the day where they're going to take me off the ventilator. And I had had a nephew who passed away in 2007 from cystic fibrosis. And so all of a sudden, as they're taking me off the ventilator, my nephew is there at the end of the bed, and he puffs up his chest. And, and so he's like at the end of the bed and up. And he puffs up his chest, like if you've seen Foghorn Leghorn, that's the Looney Tunes cartoon, like, you know, 40 years ago. And it's that big rooster. And so he's showing me this rooster to puff up my chest like he's puffing up his, even though I'm strapped to a hospital bed with the tubes and everything in me. I can't really do that, but he's showing me how to do it. And as the tube is coming out, he's sitting there puffing up his chest, showing me how to puff up my chest. And then as the tube comes out, he breathes into me, and I could breathe. Now, the oxygen saturation, that didn't stay. Like, I had to wear an oxygen mask for another month, but I could breathe. And that's when I knew I was going to get a second chance, at least for today. I lived several years not knowing beyond today how much time I get. But for about 2 years after that, I had to go. I was in the hospital for another 3 months, right, then a rehab hospital, then 2 years of physical occupational therapy, because my body had completely shut down to die and completely was done. So I had to relearn how to do everything. And in this process for about 2 years, I did what I call edge walking, which was basically I was spending time in the physical realm, but mostly in the other realm and the other side, and communicating with my mother and my nephew and my spirit guides, which I called the game. And as I was I didn't understand about near-death experiences. I really didn't understand what was all happening. All I knew is I was completely changed. The person that I was before, the one that cared about the money and the possessions and the accolades and all that stuff, that person no longer existed. And so as I was going along and I realized my life is never going to be like it was before. Everything about that life was over. I had sat there above my body in the hospital, looking down at myself, thinking, oh, you poor thing, what have you been believing about yourself and the world? And I realized at that time that everything I thought about myself and the world was wrong. It was all a false belief. None of it is true. And we're also loved. And even when we think we're not, and we think we need to do things to be loved, I was able to see, no, just being you, just being us, we are worthy of love. And not only worthy, but we are loved. It's us and our false beliefs that keep the love away. So for this 2 years or so, as I was experiencing this, you know, profound, amazing experiences, you know, I would literally talk to people. I'd go try to integrate at this Buddhist temple and with the Hare Krishnas and doing A Course in Miracles and all of these other things. And, you know, people would, you know, I'd share with them, you know, about my mother and, you know, these other experiences. Right. And, you know, they would say stuff like, do you really talk about that? Like, you literally tell people about this. And I started to realize, oh, wow, like, even in spiritual book studies, at churches and stuff, it's not safe to talk about, yeah, I'm communicating with my guides and they're leading me and my mother. And so that's when I really realized I need to talk to other people having these experiences. So I started a little sharing group here in Hawaii for people that had had NDEs or after-death communication or Kundalini awakenings or, you know, even UFO experiences, anything that profoundly changed you and changed the way that you are in this world or how you see yourself and the world. And I've been now doing that since 2019. And like you had mentioned, I never understood what my purpose was in this world. And since knowing that I'm just here to be truly helpful in any way, and because I know what that's like to have these experiences and have people call you crazy and have people literally think, you know, you're out on the streets, and we see this every day, you know, with people judging people that are out on
Can
the
I
street.
Ask? Yeah, and then, yeah, I'm going to bring it back a couple minutes there. So I want to ask you a couple questions for the listeners right now. Everybody, if you just popped in a second there, we're listening to Sean Leather, and he is a psychic medium and a near-death experiencer, and we want to just welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Our number here to call in is 888-627-6008. And we're going to be taking mediumship questions and questions on near-death experiences tonight. And Sean, I want to ask you just a quick question here. When you are tapping into your guides and you communicate with the afterlife and you communicate after you had your near-death experience, you started communicating with loved ones from the other side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Like how it started? Or
yeah, like how you communicate with them and how it started happening. Just a little bit about that.
Okay. So what was really interesting is it started with my mother right after she crossed over. And I was going through my unraveling, like I said. I used to be able to make a ton of money. I could make $30,000 a month, no problem, when I lived in California. In that particular period, I couldn't even pay my rent, $1,500. Like, it was like nothing was working. I was in the opposite of flow. I was, you know, which I now understand, I wasn't listening to spirit. I was actually listening to myself, my ego, trying to reinvent myself. And
oh, wow.
And yeah. So when she came to me, mm-hmm. I was, you know, it was more like, you don't need to go. I'm not going to be here at this memorial. There was dysfunction going on at my family. There was dysfunction in my life. And so she showed me this beautiful garden. And my mom was a florist, and I loved plants. And then I became a landscape contractor in California. And we both just loved. So she showed me this garden, literally. She showed me herself sitting on a log with these big, beautiful trees. And she said, go here. This is where I will be. And the funny thing is I didn't know where that place was. But I'm like, okay, I will. Well, over the next period of months, you know, she was showing herself more about me. And what was or me about her. And so here's what was really amazing. My mom had mental illness. She'd had an NDE in 1975. But of course, back then, Moody had just now actually come up with the term, so nobody really knew about it. And so there was a lot of trauma. So anyway,
you're talking about Raymond Moody. You're talking about Raymond Moody.
Yeah.
Okay, Raymond people Moody, may not know what you're talking, Raymond Moody, he's talking about.
Yes, Raymond Moody is kind of the godfather of near-death experiences. And and he coined the term in 1975. Yes. And so she started showing me her life, why she was the way she was, how that had all happened. And what was amazing is everything she was showing me turned out to be true. Well, within 6 months, a sister of mine was here. Well, you know what? I'm going to back up. So I was actually talking to a sister on an email. I was typing a letter to this sister, and it was about my mom and who had, you know, had some issues that she'd been showing. Well, all of a sudden, my mother grabbed my left arm from the other side. Literally, you know your mother's touch.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
You know what that feels like, right? It's unmistakable.
I do.
But me, I have this scientific mind, right? I had all these degrees, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's really doing this. And so I actually started crying, and I still have this letter, and you know, this email, because you know, I documented what was happening while it was happening. And about an hour afterwards, I got up to make an espresso. And when I went to the espresso machine, I looked down, the hair on my left arm standing straight up, the hair on the right arm laying down. And that's when my scientific mind knew, okay, I did come in contact with some sort of an energy field. It's real. So she really was literally showing me stuff like that. So anyway, the sister was here. We were going to go hiking. We chose all these new places to go that I'd never been. And all of a sudden, we were going to this one place. And as we're heading up to this place, I started getting vertigo. And it was like really bad vertigo, which I didn't understand. It really wasn't vertigo. It was more like everything was like kind of opening up in me.
Yeah.
And also in Hawaii. Yeah. And in Hawaii, we have like these portals where it's easier for them to come down and easier for us to be brought up, which I didn't understand at the time. But as we're heading up this hill, I was telling my sister, I'm like, I can't believe I'm like dizzy. And it's only like 3,500 feet, you know, and I used to have a house at 9,500 feet in Big Bear Lake, and I'm from Utah. And so as we got up to this park that we were going to go hiking, and we got out of the car, I was so delirious. I did like a face plant on the ground. And I went and sat on the table, got my bearings together, and we started to walk. And all of a sudden, as we're walking, I'm noticing, I'm behind my sister, she's in front of me, and I'm noticing these trees, and I look over there to the left, and there's my mom sitting on the log that she told me 6 months ago to come to. And I literally like freaked to my sister. I said, she is here. She's there. And I'd already told my sister about, you know, this, where, you know, where she had said she was going to appear. And so from then on, like literally, she was showing me every way that they can communicate, you know, physically, you know, grabbing you in your sight, in your mind. We can hear them. I mean, but not only just hear them in our mind. She actually yelled once, like, where I heard her, you know, in my ears. So that really went on for a couple of years. And that's what I think helped prepare me for my near-death experience. I wouldn't have made it through if I didn't know that, you know, that the afterlife is real and that we have all of these guides and loved ones from the other side that are here to help us. That is how I made it through. Literally, I would not have made it. And even today, if it wasn't for all the help on the other side, and that's really, really one of the most, if not the most important things that I want to share with people.
That's great. Yeah. And it also helps you learn how to communicate with spirit too, and trust your instincts to learn how to connect with your, you know, the afterlife with communicating to the other side with spirit. As we go through these shifts, I know with my own near-death experience, 3 years I was in a wheelchair, I started learning to communicate with them from the other side as well, through all these signs and certain things. But that's profound. Thank you for sharing that whole story with all of us. People are commenting and saying, wow, that's amazing, Sean. Sean, how do people find you? Can you just tell us before we go to break, if people want to search for you, how do they find you?
Oh, well, I'm pretty easily found. There's only one Sean Lether on Facebook, and, you know, and, you know, Instagram, but also, you know, Hawaiian Ions. I'm easily found if you want to Google me.
Yeah, easily can find you.
Yeah.
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 You're just amazing. Hard to find.
Yeah.
And you know, but the thing that I want to say about, you know, when you were talking about helping, you know, to learn to communicate, the biggest problem that I have always had that I still even am constantly having to learn is that trust, you know, to trust that whatever they tell us is true and not second guess it. I think that's probably, at least for me, one of the biggest obstacles that I've faced throughout all these years.
Yeah, I think when you're a near-death experiencer, I think that's even great. You have less fear when you're I know for me, being an NDE, I don't have as much fear. So I think that the more that you trust and let go, and when you're in the fifth dimension even more, you have less fear. And I think that you're correct. But trusting, being that fifth dimensional energy, and just going for it makes you really dive in with your angels and your guides. And you're right, trusting is number one. Loving those guides and spirits and angels.
Yeah.
Being that fifth dimension energy. So before we go to break, I just want everyone to know that you and I are doing an event together October 28th. And we're going to be talking more about that. It's called Spirit Talks, and we're going to be doing a 2-hour event, and it's going to be so fun. We're going to be doing readings. We're going to be doing Q&A on this topic, right?
Yes, and I'm so excited, and I just want to say thank you for this opportunity because I really do love this. This is so important to me to help people to know that they have loved ones on the other side and guides and angels that are looking over them and that want to help them and that are here to help them. And so I'm really excited for what we're doing. So thank you.
Yeah, that's important. And your energy is so loving and kind and supportive for people. And you are communicating with the other side. You are amazing. I can tell a little story when we come back from break. So everybody, we're listening to Sean Lether, and he is an amazing psychic medium, STE, NDEer, and you're listening to Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Call in. We're going to take calls. You want to take some callers when we come back, Sean? Are you up for that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so we're going to go to break right now, but we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light, to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly and Sean. We are back on air and we have a caller with us.
Great.
So we're going to
Hi, my name is Patty.
Hey, Patty, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not doing that great now. That's why I'm calling in. I've been going through a lot of stress right now. My mother passed away in May. She had a massive stroke on my birthday, and I lost my job on my birthday. And I've been going through a lot of stress because my union wants me to work, and I don't want to work anymore. I'm 62 years old. You know, I did my work, right? And my union is my medical insurance, so I'm being forced like to work, and I'm being stressed out about it. So I'm sure that this is also emotional, that right now, since Friday, I've been having high blood pressure.
Oh no, how is your mom?
My mother passed away on May 2nd. My birthday was April 27th.
You said she had a stroke. I didn't hear you said she passed away. I just saw a 7 across her, which is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So I'm sorry she passed.
But she was 92. Come on. You know, she lived a long life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry she passed.
But she suffered at the end. She had congestive heart failure, regular heartbeat, diabetes, high blood pressure, and she discovered a mass. She discovered a lump on her breast that she didn't want to do anything about 2 years ago. So, you know, the last 2 years, it was awful. So she's at peace now. I believe that.
Yeah. So how can we help you tonight? What is your main question for Sean and I?
Yeah, it's just my high blood pressure. I just want to know, you know, is it because I've been stressed out too much from my union that I just want to retire? You know, if I'm going to, it's a hospital union that I have, and I never worked in a hospital. Now, see, I'm a drama queen, So I'm not the type of person that should work in a hospital, but I'm the type of person that could dress up like a clown and then make everybody laugh. That I could do in the hospitals, not work, not do clerical.
Well, do you want to take this answer first, Sean, or do you want me to?
Well,
whoever
Patty,
can help me.
Where do you live, by the way, if you don't mind?
What?
Where do you live, if you don't mind?
I live in Queens, New York.
Okay, that's what I thought. So the first thing that I want to say, that everything is happening for you, not to you. Everything that's happening right now, all this stuff, it's for your highest and best growth to help you on your next, the next chapter of your life. And, you know, you mentioned the clown thing. So why can't you do that?
Right now I'm being stressed out from my job. My union, it's a hospital union. And I'm not the type of person that could work in a hospital. I never worked in a hospital before, and I do not want to be around stressful because I have high blood pressure now, so I'm not the type of person that should be working in a hospital.
Right, but didn't you mention that you could do the clown thing?
Well, yeah, I'm the type of person that I like to, I was planning to, like, after I retire, to go volunteer in a nursing home. I already did something like that many years ago, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy making people laugh, right? But now my union is like, in January, very shortly, I'm going to lose my union benefits if I don't get a job, right? And I have to apply for Obamacare in January. So it's like, maybe that's why I have high blood pressure right now, because of that. I was calling for some healing.
Okay, so if Sean is done, I can come in and say a couple things if you like me to.
Yeah,
you want me to?
Please,
okay. So, Patty, I am getting some information from your mother that's coming in. Your mom is saying, you know, there is a part of you that's very caring, that you like to help people with your work and everything that you're doing. But there is something that's kind of about your personality that, you know, I'm not saying you like the drama, but there's a part of you that there's too much drama going on, and the anxiety is coming from the stress. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I perfectly understand that.
Yeah, so there is a part of that's got to understand there's things that you need to do to stop the stress. And so I don't know how long you'll be working in the place that you're working. And there's a part of you
I'm not working.
I'm
unemployed right now. And
yeah,
my union is providing me.
Let me finish the reading. They're saying that you've got to start looking more at the vitamins and supplements. That's going to be calming you more. And also meditation and exercise. And when I said whatever they're working or thing is, they're going, no. So they're saying it's a different life that they want you to manifest for yourself. I wasn't listening to the full story that you were saying about the hospital job that you were saying that you were doing, and you were putting a clown outfit on. Because they kept saying no about that.
But I do enjoy helping people, making people
laugh.
Exactly. So I'm just saying.
So let me just finish. You're saying that it has to be in a different atmosphere for you, so you can continue and live a calmer life. They're also telling me, Patty, about you. There is something about you that they like you about, something about a family. Do you have other family at all?
Yes, I have three younger brothers. And they're all three of them are married. One of them has a child, and that child made my mother a grandmother in 2016. So, we have a family. My parents have four kids.
They're talking about the family. They're also talking about with you. They're saying that you can be healed. You just have to relax, you know, do more meditation. Are you listening to meditation and doing your practice with meditation?
No, see, that's the problem. You know, everybody keeps saying I'm in anxiety, and it's like, I just told somebody, I said, you're so stressed out. And I said, yeah, there's a drug, right? And it's spelled R-E-T-I-R-E. And somebody laughed when I said, and my friend laughed when I said that. Retire.
Well, they are saying that whether you retired or not, that would make a difference, not to be like kind of, you know, this is not Kimberly talking. It's sort of like a cynical doctor coming in and saying, even if you retired, you still would be getting yourself in a tizzy. And I don't want Sean to laugh, but they're just saying even if you were retiring, there's something about your personality that can't really rest. And you could say that's true or not, but that's true, they're saying. You just have that in your personality.
It's just that after I retire, I do want to volunteer. I was thinking about volunteering in a library, reading to the kids. That made me smile. One day I was thinking about that, and I had a warm feeling over me.
Anyway, something like that would be great. And also, we're going to let you go for now, but the guides are telling you, why don't you join one of our groups, one of Sean's groups, or come to our October 28th group. I'd love to see you.
Well, I'll see
Thank you
on Saturday with the Mother Mary.
Hey,
are you going to see me?
Sean's coming to that, too. So October 18th is our non-denominational spiritual group, and it's thank you for telling everybody on air. And nobody gets turned away, and we'll be meditating. And Patty, you can jump in and say something to everybody that day.
and Patty, before you go, I just want to say, listen to your heart. The guidance that you're getting, listen to that, please. Like the clown making people feel good. They're telling you that. That's why it feels good to you. Whenever they're speaking to you and it feels good, that's because they're giving you guidance. So please just listen to them.
And I want to say one more thing. I love that, Sean. When I said your mom wasn't gone, it's because I see her holding the cross. I see her holding the rosary. I see her with you still, right by you. And she keeps saying, it's time to breathe. What, honey?
Yeah, guess what? She prayed the rosaries every day, and we buried her with those rosaries.
Okay, so that's why I was seeing that, and I was seeing the Jesus sign. So she's saying, I'm still with you. Okay, thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Thanks,
God bless
Patty.
Thank you so much. I keep picturing Patty with a clown, like the Lucille Ball. Remember Lucille Ball when she dressed up as a clown with the curly hair?
Yeah. I really think that that she'd be great at that. And that's going to actually make her so much happier. And it's going to lower her blood pressure. Because whatever you enjoy and you're making other people enjoy, it brings you peace.
She'd be really cute as a clown with, like, the Lucille Ball of helping people and doing things, like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another caller for Sean. They're really excited to speak to Sean. We have John on the line.
Hi,
hey,
Kimberly.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to tell you that I think I'm bipolar, right?
I didn't know that, no.
I feel I'm not from this planet. I feel like I'm a starseed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting that. It could possibly be. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm always alone, and so I have a huge imagination, and I'm always drawing or listening to music, and that really helps me quite a bit.
That's amazing. And you feel connected. You feel connected to the galactic energy, like the galaxies.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
I was getting that.
Yes. I do.
What do you feel? Do you want to ask Sean a question?
Sure. I just, I want to sort of talk about my love life a little bit.
Your love life?
I've been single for 15 years, a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to find love again.
So, first of all, I want to say that I completely empathize with you. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And I understand how you feel. I remember yeah. when I was going through a similar experience in about 2012. And, But you are going to find love again. But don't try and change yourself to find it. Because you are beautiful the way you are. And you know what? My mom was bipolar. I have lots of bipolar people in my life. And there's nothing wrong, you know, with that. It's just a different way of processing everything. And but what I would say is continue the music for sure.
Okay.
Because I think there's nothing better.
I've been playing the guitar for 30 years too. And I've been learning astronomy for 30 years too. So I know a lot about what's out there.
Yeah. So I truly feel that you will find somebody, and they actually feel like it's somebody who already does know that's in your realm, but maybe you're not maybe you're not seeing them the same way they're seeing you right now.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any idea who that is? I'm just curious.
I see somebody with blondish, dirty blonde hair. That may or may not be like non-binary. But I kind of see non-binary.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Non-binary, like I'm not seeing a clear sex either way. It could be a man or a woman or gender fluid.
When I was 22 years old, I made a huge mistake in my life. I was involved with a married woman for 3 years. And is it her?
No.
That's what I thought. Because
I also got that.
We're supposed to be friends, and I let her go. So that's why I was asking.
Right. Now, this is somebody that you don't see that way right now. Like you're not even aware. I mean, they are in your life in some capacity, but
I had a girlfriend, Carol, for 25 years. Can't be her.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
we're still friends.
Right. This is somebody that you haven't seen in a romantic light. Like a lot of times we like project what we want out, and we're like, okay, we just want this kind of person. But then the actual person that is the best for us, that the universe or God or our guides are sending us, we don't even notice them because we think it's supposed to be something else. So does that make sense? That's what I'm feeling with you, is that you're not noticing.
I wanted to say that, Kimberly, I've been doing a lot of meditation and walking.
Wonderful. I'm really proud of you. I'm really happy you called in tonight. And I do 100% stand by what Sean's reading was, and I do feel that person is coming in, and I do feel it's going to feel like a familiar a person that feels like a family. When you do meet them, they're going to feel like home to you. And it's going to feel real comfortable. Thank you for calling in, John. And have a blessed night. Thank you so much for calling in. I love you. We love you. Thank you for being a part of the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We have another caller on the line. And we love that reading that Sean gave just now. It was so beautiful. It was really beautiful. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
And what is your name? Is it
Betty.
Oh, Betty. Hi. Nice to meet you, Betty. Where are you from?
I'm actually living in Colorado.
Colorado. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
thank
nice
you for coming
you, Betty.
On our show, Betty.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I just wanted to kind of give you information about my life so far. And I've actually had...
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, my question is, I've had illnesses over like the last 8 years, and I just want to see what the future is going to be. I mean, I've survived death like, I don't know, 7 times. And I didn't, you know, cross over or anything. But I've had sepsis 6 times, gangrene internally, and just a variety of different things. So.
Okay, so you're specifically asking. Okay, so just so, because we're almost getting ready to go off air, so you're our last caller. So we just want to make sure we can help you before we go off air. So are you asking a specific question about work or relationship or?
No, I just kind of want to see where you see that I'm getting better, and I want to like start a business or write a book, and I just kind of want to see, you know, what you can see, you know, since you're psychic.
Okay, yeah. So for me, when you said write a book, I wasn't getting a hit on that. Starting a business, starting some sort of business, I got a big hit on that. So I didn't know if that was something you're feeling, but they were saying something about a business to me when you did say that.
Okay.
And they were saying something about when you said a business, they were saying to me, are you creative?
Yes.
Yeah, they're talking about it would be something like pertaining to something creative with you.
Okay.
What kind of creative stuff do you do? Because they're talking about you, there's something about you being talented with creativeness.
Well, I like vintage items.
Yeah.
And
they're also telling me it would really take off in 2026. You need to start preparing it now. But they are telling me that 2026 would really be a great time for it all kind of to really take off.
Okay, but it didn't say exactly what.
You'd have to name some things. And yeah, people do sessions with me, and I help them formulate what their business is going to really be. But they just told me right out it was a creative business and endeavor.
I was thinking maybe like a drop ship program.
They are blinking. That would be great.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. And do you have any sense of anything else?
They are telling me somebody that's a woman is around you right now all the time that crossed over.
Maybe my mom or...
Yeah. It's either your mother or a grandmother or both of them. but they are around you and they're trying to help you manifest all of this. And they were around you when you had some of your illnesses that were happening, and they helped heal you actually. And they're helping you with your business that's going to be starting up, and you know, when you start manifesting as a business. Right when you came on, I saw them around you. So I'm going to turn this over to Sean so he can give a couple little tidbits, okay? Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, great. Great.
So Betty, a big message that I keep getting is about your different illnesses. Are you asking what it is that you are supposed to learn from these illnesses? And I'll tell you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That these illnesses are here to help you learn to focus on yourself and not so much everyone else. So these illnesses are not a curse or a bad thing. It's actually to help you to focus on yourself. And that's the message that I'm getting. I don't know if you have felt that, but the more you do continue focusing on your own personal healing, and I'm not just saying just physical, mental, spiritual, and focusing on yourself, not all the other people that you've been trying to help in your life, then things will turn around health-wise for you, because that's really been the big lesson is for you to focus more on yourself.
I get it. Make myself more important.
That's beautiful, Sean. Yeah, and also when Sean said that your mom came back in, so I don't know what kind of relationship you had with your mother, but your mom says that you were soulmates. And can you confirm that or not about you and your mother?
Nope, everything I did was wrong. She wouldn't let me do anything.
Yeah, she's saying that she's tied to you from the other side.
All the time.
Yeah, she's tied to you from the other side now. So when Sean was talking about you healing yourself, she's trying to help you now from the afterlife.
And Betty, a soulmate isn't necessarily the person who is nice to you in this life. So my mother had a lot of mental illness. She tried to kill me, chased me around the house with a knife. But on the other side, she is helping me tremendously. So don't think of a soulmate as the way you heard it, you know, in the movies.
Right.
Because it isn't necessarily. The soulmate is a lot of times the person that loves us the most to help us, you know, sit up and notice what is not going right in our life to help us change. So sometimes the soulmate can be the person that doesn't love us so that then we can learn how to love ourselves.
Yeah, it's called Cleaning Up Karmic Ties. My next book that I'm writing is about the infinity sign. So when Sean was saying that, I saw the eight around you and brought it back to your mother. So he's spot on with that. So she's helping you with your journey that you're moving forward with. So it's so beautiful when they come in our lives and try to help us move forward with our lives. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in our show tonight.
Do you have an idea?
Thank you for calling in. We're ending the show right now. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So I just wanna say before we go off the show a couple things. Sean, do you wanna announce a couple things that we've got going on our October 28th?
Please join us October 28th for Spirit Talk. And it's going to be amazing because our whole intention is to help you get in touch with your spirit guides, your loved ones, and kind of like what we're doing tonight, but more so because they all want to help you. They are here trying to help you. And that's our whole intention. It's going to be wonderful. It's really going to be wonderful. Also, if you want to come to any of my events, which I'm sharing groups for people that have had any kind of spiritual experiences, anything that changed you, you think your mom's coming to you or not, whatever, please join us. You can go to HawaiianIons.com or you can just find me on Facebook. And I always post the events on Facebook and Instagram and elsewhere. But please join us on the 28th because it's going to be really fun. And we're going to be connecting with all your loved ones in spirit. So please join us.
Yes. Please. And then this Saturday is our Mother Mary Matrix healing event. Nobody's turned away. It's donations. And hopefully Sean will be there. And go to the Healing Trilogy, thehealingtrilogy.com. And I want to just say we have 1 minute left. Sean, tell everybody that's listening to our show anything in your heart that you want to just say to everybody, inspirational thought that you want to express.
Yeah. So the most important thing that I can share with you that I know is the truth based on my experiences, which I didn't know before, is you may think that you're alone. You may think that you don't have loved ones on the other side or angels or guides, but that is not true. I myself, I was there. I understood that. I understand that. But I'm here to tell you, none of us are alone. We have so much help available from the other side. And all we have to do is ask. Ask and listen, because they're with us. They want to help us. And I think that's the most important message that if you would listen to anything that I have to share, is that you're not alone and that there's so much help available to you. All you have to do is ask.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight with Sean Leather. Thank you so much. God
bless
you.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Loved it.
I love you.
Aloha.